Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
What's the drama? Mm. You know we're doing the Ordinary Olympics, where we've taken on a couple of the Olympic events for your amusement. And just so that we can showcase, you know, what it looks like when one of us tries to do it versus when the athletes try to do it. We've had our first Ordinary Olympics disqualification.
And obviously you're saying that sitting across from me with a smile on your face because it wasn't you.
What did you do? I don't even know. I just saw the WhatsApp group this morning, the work group, saying Roz been disqualified. And I was like, what do you mean?
I think net dit is rarige klap in die gesig.
Ek het ook so
vir dae geoefen voor hierdie 50 meter breaststroke swim.
I was at the swim, yeah.
Of my life.
That video came out yesterday if you want to see
it. Right? In the 50 meters I got a 106. Just bear in mind, the person that I was up against, Meliutite.
29.16.
Thank you.
So literally twice as fast.
Rob is ready with those figures. Almost three times slower than what she was. But I mean, I put my heart and soul into this, right?
Yeah.
And the video went up yesterday. And the comments have just been relentless. I apparently have been disqualified because in breaststroke, you need to touch with both hands.
Did you do a one-handed touch?
I just think it's petty. Because look at me, an ordinary Olympian. I'm living the dream here. Ons het lekker gaan swem daar in Tikse swembad. Ons moet vir hulle ook baie dankie sê vir al die die plekke waar ons kon gaan oefen en kon hierdie Ordinary Olympics event nou uitvoer en so. And then people on social media tell me I'm disqualified. And apparently I am.
A one-handed touch. I mean,
you may not touch with one hand in breaststroke or butterfly.
I know that rule.
And I should have known that rule because my eie kind by die swem gala verlede jaar was gedisqualifiseerd vir precies dieselfde ding.
Okay. Real talk question for a second. Let's interrogate Mackenzie here, see if we can save her. Did you know the rule and didn't care, or did you forget?
I forgot. Do you know how much energy and just personal motivation that 1 minute and 6 seconds took out of me? When I got to that wall, I was just so elated that I had done a 50 meter breaststroke swim in the Ordinary Olympics. So to take this away from me now is just feeling wrong.
Because the comments are being ruthless.
Ruthless. DQ. Mackenzie, DQ, DQ. If you haven't seen the video, it is up on all of our social media platforms. Also on our website, jacarandafm.com/drive. Go and comment there if you think I deserve this disqualification. Obviously, rules are rules, but I'm also just a person at the end of the day.
0848500942, that's the WhatsApp line number. Should Roz's time stand in the Ordinary Olympics? She claims it was an honest mistake.
She claims. You're supposed to be my friend.
I am being your friend
and
here.
My teammate.
I'm not just saying rules is rules, you're out, yo.
I'm fighting for you here.
I'm making my case, my lord.
Continue.
My learned colleague Mackenzie, against her better judgment, suffered a lapse, and wanted her time to count. She did her best, she gave her all, and I feel like it should stand.
I would like to see, do we have VAR in swimming?
Ek weet die.
I would like to see the frame by frame.
Replay.
I want a replay, and I'm going to appeal this to the Ordinary Olympics Committee because I don't think it's fair.
A couple of people have come through feeling really strongly. Renier and Sean both. Sorry, Roz. Rules are rules.
Okay. But then Hunty comes through and says, why have the Ordinary Olympics if you can't relax the rules?
Ask them at anti-sam.
No ears.
Nee, I want your time to... Of course I want your time to stand.
No ears. Mackenzie. I would like to play this beloved voice note from Anita.
Roz, just ignore them. Once again, people are getting caught up in the technicality of things and not looking at the bigger picture and getting the idea and the feeling that you wanted to convey. Good luck for you. In any case, just swimming that, it's fantastic.
Thank you, Anita. Anita, you need to be my advocate when I do get to review the footage of whether it was in fact just a one-handed touch.
Renier is obviously still listening. He says, guys, it's called the Olympics, not a lekker dag in die dam.
Renier, ek lag nie vir jou grap nie, hoor. I think...
ek lag bietjie, Renier.
You are way too strict.
No, I think we should leave your time to stand. I think it was a good time. You made a solid effort. You were in that water. You were doing the thing.
No, I am going to... I'm appealing. And the footage is being reviewed as we speak. We will have that up also for you soon. So you can agree with me that it was, in fact, a two-handed touch.
Also, I shouldn't talk too loudly because my first video is coming out today.
People are watching this like a series. I love it. Someone, Megan Morgan, commented on our Jacket Drive Instagram post saying, "Ooh, I can't wait for the next episode."
Well, it is coming out later on this afternoon. If you took the entirety of the Olympic Games and said, what is the one event you would least like to try? Dis daai ene wat ek gedoen het vandag.
Ooh, dit is briljant.